Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Today on CityCast Pittsburgh, recreational cannabis is still illegal in Pennsylvania, but you gotta eat. So to mark 420, the CityCast Pittsburgh crew has a bunch of recommendations for places someone under the influence might get a tasty sip, snack, or full-blown comfort meal with their good vibes still intact. It's Thursday, April 12th. I'm Megan Harris, and here's what Pittsburgh's talking about. I'm with CityCast Sophia Lowe and Francesca DeBecco. Kick us off, Jens. What's the best thing you've eaten this week?
I finally got around to the paella at Kaya, and it was so good. I feel like
Sophia, you've been talking about this forever.
Yes, I feel like everyone on this team has told me to go to Kaya, and I did. It happened. It was delicious.
That sounds amazing. Oh, I want to try that. So I actually wasn't in Pittsburgh. I was in New Orleans over the weekend, and I had something that I don't get very often, which is a veggie hot dog. It was from this place called Dat Dog, and it was awesome. And so it made me think about, like, where could I get one locally? And I'm so excited, guys, because Lawrence Hall is opening in Lawrenceville, and the place Loaded is serving Korean corn dogs. And yes, I saw that there are veggie dogs on the menu, so yes.
Amazing. I'm so happy for you.
Right? Yes. Mine is actually also aspirational. I was eclipse chasing over the weekend, and I got a Girl Scout cookie wine pairing at this winery in upstate New York. I need someone to do that here locally. It was so good.
You none could, of them were Megan. Sweet.
They were all dry wines. It was it was the best. I'm going to be thinking about it for a while.
I saw Wiggle Whiskey was doing one, but that's not wine. So it's a different game there.
You know, that's close enough. I'll take a spirit pairing. Good. Thank you, Francesca. Yeah. You always have the good stuff. So we've got 420 coming up next weekend. Unfortunately, recreational cannabis is still not a thing here in Pennsylvania, but of course that could change in the future.
Yeah, because a lot of state reps here have talked about wanting to legalize recreational cannabis, and Governor Josh Shapiro said he wants the PA legislature to get that through. He said this during his budget speech a few months ago.
Yeah, they've been talking about that for years. Obviously, the money is appealing for them.
Yeah, but for now, we have medical cannabis, plus a bunch of lower potency options available in some stores and in some cases by mail. If you are into the medical thing, there are a lot of professionals out there to help you navigate the system. We are just here to help you with the snack aisle.
Exactly. This is to help you plan, because some snacks might require ordering ahead and local businesses are getting in on the fun. So we think that all of the options are delicious, whether you're stoned or sober. So these treats are something you could enjoy truly anytime.
Sophia, I feel like this has really been a place for you to shine. Are there any qualifications you think for what counts as an ideal munchie?
Yes, I always have ideas for food and snacks, and no matter how I'm feeling, I'm always about chasing my cravings. So I think I've got a pretty good list for folks, whether they want sweet snacks, salty snacks, both. I also generally try to find places that have a good variety of menu options if you and a friend want different things. Obviously, for 420, something being accessible by public transit is a big plus. And another thing on my list is a snack that's handheld or travels well.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, if you want to go to the park and enjoy nice weather, you can do that with your snack or meal, or just travel straight home.
Yeah, I love that. That's really important. I think you really nailed it here. You have to have something salty and sweet, something to satisfy the immediate cravings, and then maybe a little extra treat to take home.
Which is especially helpful this year because 420 falls on a weekend, a Saturday.
Exactly. Yes. And if you like to partake, I also suggest some sort of hydrating beverage.
Smart.
Maybe a mocktail from Open Road in Allentown or a smoothie, something cool and delicious. I like Live Fresh on the north side.
An Open Road over in Allentown, they have drinks with CBD and THC in them. They call them functional beverages. So they're there to serve you.
Yes.
I like the functional beverages with like focused mushrooms and caffeine. Those on a Monday morning, I think really get me into work mode.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. But maybe not a 420 drink. I don't know.
And if you need an introduction to these mocktails, we have a whole episode where the team went inside Open Road. Megan, you interviewed Mel, the owner, and they were really great at giving us a guide to what, you know, what might suit you depending on your preferences. So we'll be sure to link that in the show notes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Francesca, I know I've heard you talk a lot about wanting something sweet, something salty. I think Sophia's got something up your alley.
Yes. And this is a snack, Megan, that you actually got me hooked on. You've raved about turtle chips from like the Asian grocery store, like those layered chips with a little turtle mascot on them.
Yes.
They are so good. I did not know why I didn't eat them when I was younger. And then I realized they were actually made in like 2017. So new snack changed my life. And I think the best combination is mixing the corn flavor and the chocolate flavor for like a sweet and salty mix. Two parts corn chip, one part chocolate. And you can find these chips at the Oriental Market on McKnight Road. And I've also found them at the Strip at Sambok Korean Groceries.
That sounds so good. You could really go wild at the Asian food store. Just their snack aisle is incredible. I have some thoughts for a little treat. My mind is going toward something nostalgic that is easy to make at home. I'm thinking a bowl of cereal or a peanut butter and jelly, although I want to kind of share how we can make it local. So I say pick up a bag of Best Ever granola. Have you guys ever had that?
No.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. So it's at a bunch of local markets. You've probably seen it. It's at Lena Verde in Bloomfield, East End Food Co-op in Point Breeze, Love Pittsburgh, Millville Market. Just go to their site and find a location. They're like in a ton of places. So I think that that would be a nice, easy, fun little snack, a bowl of cereal. And then if we're going to make our PB&J local, I say pick up some Maple Street Jam. I recently had their honey rum strawberry and yum. It was so good.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. You can probably find this at the same shop as where you find the granola. They tend to be in the same places. So those are my tips for an easy lift meal, something sweet and salty.
I think you should put a little bit of granola in your peanut butter and jelly for a crunch.
Ooh. Okay. Wow. Game changer.
Here with the texture. Okay.
Well, yeah, continuing on the crunchy trend and adding the sweet and salty combo back in. Popcorn is also perfect. I really like caramel corn and cheddar popcorn mixes. I found that at Fancy Pants Popcorn. They've got locations downtown and in Lawrenceville.
And of course, if you're in the Strip, you can't go wrong with Pittsburgh Popcorn Company. They actually have 7 locations now.
Oh, wow.
So a couple are in the city and then a bunch in the suburbs. Even in Greensburg, they've really grown.
Ooh, I haven't tried them yet, but when I was in the Strip getting my kaya and paella, I walked by Pittsburgh Popcorn Company and it smells so good.
Mm-hmm. They've got that same caramel corn and cheddar combination that you like, but some other favorites, mesquite barbecue, cinnamon toast, like cinnamon toast crunch. And then they've got like various kinds of chocolate ones, like a s'mores and a dark chocolate raspberry. I really like picking up bags of this for family gatherings or other things that you need like a treat in advance because they travel really well and they're very good for a crowd.
Very, very picnic vibes with the popcorn. I like that.
But like indulgent picnic.
Yeah.
The best kind of picnic. Speaking of s'mores, I've had this s'mores-inspired Rice Krispie treat on my mind for a while, and I feel like a 420 weekend might be a good time to do it. So I'm thinking of mixing chocolate Rice Krispie cereal with some Golden Graham cereal, and then doing like a little brown butter and melted marshmallow mix. Top with the chocolate drizzle and mini marshmallows. I've gotten really into making my own Rice Krispies lately.
I'm very into this. My only tip, flaky sea salt, just a teeny bit right on top.
That's very
or
smart.
in the brown butter, because then if you want the texture on top, if you don't, brown butter, it's so good.
You guys can't see my face, but my jaw is dropped. This sounds incredible. Sophia, please bring some into the office for us. I love
of
this.
Of course.
Hey, Pittsburgh. I want to tell you about a real Steeltown hero. Mary Cardwell Dawson was just the coolest. Not only was she the proprietess of that gorgeous Victorian mansion on Apple Street in Homewood, but inside it, she presided over the National Negro Opera Company. She founded guilds for other Black singers all over the nation, and she was a mentor for fellow opera singers from here to Washington, D.C. And lucky for you, our modern Pittsburgh Opera has a show celebrating her legacy. Get your tickets now for The Passion of Mary Cardwell Dawson. It's at the Byam Theater through May 5th. And don't be nervous if you're new to opera. The show is in English. It's just over an hour and features a little dialogue for folks to follow along. Tickets start at just $15, and there are all kinds of discounts and special offers for students, teachers, seniors, and veterans. Get your tickets now in our show notes for the Pittsburgh Opera. That's at pittsburghopera.org. So this has been a great foray into snacks. Let's move on to some full-on meals. Sophia, what you got?
I found out about a pierogi pizza last week, and obviously the minute I found out about it, I had to get it. It's incredible. It's from Michael's Pizza Bar in the South Side. So the pierogi part is like a layer of mashed potatoes and onions,
oh,
and then
wow.
There's like cheese on top of the pizza.
So you heard about it and immediately went to go get it?
Like the next day it was my dinner.
I love
Not
that
like
for you.
Immediately, but like I had the plans.
A next day turnaround is immediate.
Yeah.
Like that counts.
That's awesome.
Do you think that replaces your penne pizza craving that you've been talking about?
Not exactly. I feel like I still want my pasta on pizza. Clearly, I just want carb on carb. So I think that's maybe if you're in a munchy mood, that might work for you too. If you take this home, I think you can take this to the next level by making a little melted garlic herb butter to brush on your crust or just like as a little dip.
Sophia, sometimes you remind me of that Ina Garten meme, you know, if you can't summon the flames directly from hell, store-bought is fine.
I love that so much. Yeah, this is really on brand for you, Sophia.
Yeah, especially trying to whip up something extra in your kitchen on top of whatever you may purchase.
So I know you got a lot of opinions on Pittsburgh pizza. We had an entire episode about it. Be sure to go back and listen if you are in the mood for some za. But Sophia, any others that you think would make a good munchy slice?
Sweet and salty combos. So Hawaiian pizza. I will defend pineapple pizza in certain situations. This is one of them. I think this could also make like a good hangover thing. Or maybe while you're still a little drunk.
I'm pro Hawaiian. You don't have to convince me.
Okay, cool. I like Fazio's just because it's so close to me, but any Hawaiian pizza will do.
I think that's a great tip. Get a slice for the evening, save a slice in the fridge for the next day. It's a great idea. One thing that we should talk about is probably delivery options. Some folks do not want to leave the comfort of their couch. Did you know that Wiz Khalifa actually has a delivery restaurant here?
I
no.
absolutely did not. And I did not Google it once you told me that this might be coming.
So naturally, it's called Packed Bowls. Think crispy
wow.
tater tots, mac and
Yum.
Cheese, and all
Yum.
Of the toppings that you could want. You could get the mac and yellow mac and cheese or the Blazed Bowl, which has chicken nuggets in it. And then there's like a pack your own bowl style with toppings of your choice. It's very on brand. I love that it's a Pittsburgh tie here. It's probably the most perfect 420 meal you could have.
Build your own bowl is dangerous. Like, I just get too excited and I put everything in it and then it doesn't taste good. I can't do it. I can't be trusted.
We'll get one of their pre-made ones then, for sure.
Absolutely.
I hope they have like fries as a topping too. I feel like anything with fries also works as a
munchie. Well, that's where the tots come in.
Okay, that's true. That's true. But I love mac and cheese, and now I'm thinking about Blowfish Barbecue. So I've seen that as a food truck. I don't think they have a brick and mortar location. I don't know where the food truck's going to be on 420. I hope
it's a little
near
early
me.
For that still.
Yeah, I think that the brisket mac there is really yummy, but the regular mac really lets all the cheesy goodness shine, but definitely add some barbecue sauce no matter what you get.
Yeah, I'll also throw out one for the Korean corn dog food truck. Francesca, I feel like you and I have talked about this a lot.
Yes, yes.
Is that the same one as the one that's opening up in Lawrence Hall?
It's not the same one, but it is a similar style to Boonseek. So think that like super crispy exterior, probably some sort of like mayo gochujang topping, I believe. Sounds incredible.
Yes, so delicious, which I guess brings us to maybe some fun events or pre-orders, like things to look forward to for the actual weekend. Francesca, you start. What are you looking forward to?
Yeah, I saw this Munchies relief box from Georgie's Corner Cafe in Shadyside. You have to order it by the 15th, so you can pick it up on the 20th. That's why we're coming at you now. But they've got everything you could want. They have McGeorgie's apple pie, cosmic brownies, kitchen sink cookies, snack cakes, something called Georgie O's, and festive chocolates. It all comes out to $38, which I think is kind of a steal.
With that many things, that's pretty awesome. Yeah. I love kitchen sink cookies.
Kitchen sink cookies stress me out. There's too much. There's too much happening.
It's giving the same energy as the loaded bowl, the pack your own bowl. You're like,
but you're not
really
picking your own toppings for the cookies. They curate it for you.
I know. I'm sure it's delicious. Onion Maiden has a 420 pop-up kitchen with Sugar Spell Scoops. We've talked about both of those places a bunch. So it's going to be at the old Onion Maiden restaurant location in Allentown. Menu still TBD as we're recording, but definitely something to keep your eye out. They usually post on Instagram what they're going to be serving.
And just a warning for anyone who's planning to go to this pop-up, the last time I went to an Onion Maiden pop-up, I waited like an hour for my food. So maybe order first before, you know, lighting a joint or any other type of cannabis consumption.
Yeah. And if you are planning that, keep Open Road in mind because they're just down the street. You could pick up a drink to sip on while you're waiting for your food.
I love that idea. This one isn't a food pop-up, but I saw on Instagram that Curated Flame in Millville is going to have some great sales. It's a cute little glass and smoke shop. The owner, Mo, is so nice. It would just be such a nice day to walk around Millville in general. So definitely hit it up if you're looking for some new goodies.
Mm-hmm. And then there's an event in Kingfly Spirits in the Strip District. It's called the Tokers and Jokers Drag Brunch. So it's going to be at 12:30 p.m. $40 for a cocktail table for two. Not too bad.
Yeah. And then if you need something to do in the evening, head over to the South Hills. Antonio's Pizzeria is hosting a 420 Funny Comedy Fest starting at 6, so you can get a slice and some giggles.
That seems like a tough comedy room to have everybody be just like a little bit high. Like it could be great, lots of giggles. It could be bad, like just sleepy eyes, you know?
You never know until you go. And if you want to do something green related, there's a big old plant swap happening at Vellum Fermentation on the south side. That's from 1 to 4. Might be something fun to peruse.
And if you've got a favorite Pittsburgh munchie, of course, let us know. We are going to be rounding up all of these recommendations, plus maybe a few from a previous year on our website. That's pittsburgh.citycast.fm. But make sure to have your voice heard. You can text us with your name and neighborhood. Maybe hear it on the show if you leave us a voicemail too. That's 412-212-8893. Again, our number is 412-212-8893.
And if you need even more suggestions for munchies, check out last year's 420 food show. We'll have a link in the show notes.
Before we go, where might we see a CityCaster this weekend? What are y'all going to get into?
Yeah, Third Space has their grand opening for their co-op tomorrow, so I'm probably going to pick up way too many baked goods this weekend.
Yes.
And then this Sunday, I'm hopefully going to make it to Disco Sunday Disco. That's outside at Trace Brewing in Bloomfield from 3 to 9 p.m. And the DJs are Jellyfish and Jarrett Tebbets. That's part of Three Rivers Beer Week.
That sounds like a packed weekend, Sophia. I love this for you. Have a blast. And I'm not sure I'll make it to this, but the Pitt Vintage Clothing Palooza is on Saturday. That's from 12 to 6 in Schenley Plaza. You guys know I love a secondhand find. It looks like a lot of fun.
So mine is actually tonight. The Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council has started doing this free monthly series called The Creative Hive. I think y'all have heard me talk about this, but it's for any kind of artsy person, any medium, any skill level. It's just like this fun networking opportunity for people interested in finding more folks in community. I went to last month's and was just really impressed. I guess the venue always rotates. And so tonight's is at the Latin American Cultural Center. You can check out an art exhibit while you're there. Walk-ins are totally cool, but if you register in advance, they really appreciate it because there's always little snacks and bevvies.
This is great. I think this is so much fun. I'm always listing these events in the Hey Pittsburgh newsletter, so if you don't want to miss the next one, be sure to give it a subscribe.
Definitely. I also asked executive producer Mallory Falk what her weekend plans are, and she is also eyeing one of the events for Three Rivers Beer Week. This one's on Saturday at 11th Hour Brewing Company. They're hosting a birthday party for their mascot, who is a dog named Archer.
Aww,
so cute.
Archer. Archer's very cute and friendly.
So cute.
There'll be live music, food, and it's advertised as great for both people and pups. So she's hoping to stop by with her own dog, Zero.
Cute.
That's all for today here on CityCast Pittsburgh. Reminder, you can find all of our shows, old and new, plus everything that is in that Hey Pittsburgh newsletter on our website. That's at pittsburgh.citycast.fm. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Sorry, I got deeply distracted trying to figure out what my favorite turtle chip flavor was. I didn't see that.
Oh, do you want to add that in?
No, I don't. Although, for the record, it's Flamin' Lime.